maybe that could be a little bit of an introduction into the issue of immunotherapy in pancreatic cancer. I know you had a review article on that, Therapeutic Advances in Gastroenterology, and I see that you actually, I guess, at ASCO GI had a poster on an ongoing trial that you're doing with nivolumab, nab-paclitaxel, cisplatinum, and GEM. So can you kind of talk a little bit about what we know about immunotherapy in pancreatic cancer and also about your study?
Immunotherapy in pancreatic cancer, unfortunately, we are not seeing single-agent activity compared to other cancers like lung, melanoma, and bladder cancer. So there have been a couple of studies published, and response rate has been disappointing as a single agent, except in the cases where the tumors have microsatellite instability. So I think we need to take a different approach. Preclinical studies suggest that you need a second agent to disrupt the stroma, increase T-cell trafficking into the stroma, and that can be done in a number of different ways. One is chemotherapy, one is radiation, vaccines, co-stimulatory molecules. So there are a number of ways you can increase the effectiveness of checkpoint inhibitors. So one of the studies that I'm involved in with Dan Van Hoff, Kurt Borsansi, is evaluating chemotherapy, the gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel backbone, also with vitamin D calcitriol. And these in preclinical studies have shown that they disrupt the stroma, allow T cells to infiltrate and increase neoantigen shedding and immunogenicity. So this is a pilot study in combination with nivolumab.
You know, of course, NAB-GEM is a common regimen that's used in pancreatic cancer already, but there is the issue of the fact that you don't need corticosteroid premedication with nab-paclitaxel. How much of a benefit is that?
I think that's a concern. I think when you give cytotoxic chemotherapy, generally you need to give steroids as part of the anti-emetic regimen. I think that's something we need to study carefully. With GEM nab-paclitaxel, you can get away without steroids as part of your anti-emetic regimen. So that may be a strategy for the first dose, not to use steroids, but to use your other anti-emetic cocktails. If the patient has nausea or vomiting, then you would need to add the lowest dose of steroids possible.
Yeah, you know, this issue comes up also when you talk about using corticosteroids for autoimmune toxicities with checkpoint inhibitors. And, you know, kind of everybody says, well, it doesn't seem to have any negative effect. But theoretically, does the amount of corticosteroids you use, for example, use paclitaxel, do you think theoretically that would affect the immune response?
I think so. I think when you have immune checkpoint inhibitor toxicities, we treat that with steroids, so that abrogates the side effects and presume efficacy. Again, in the single checkpoint inhibitor studies, when patients are retreated, they seem to regain the efficacy after that episode of side effects wears off. So I think in practice, it's best to use, if you have to use corticosteroids for symptom management, to use the lowest dose needed.
So this trial that you're doing, it's a phase two single-arm study? Nivolumab, NAB, cisplatin, and GEM.
Yes, that's an ongoing study. That's a phase two single-arm pilot study.
What have you seen so far in terms of tolerability and efficacy?
The study is ongoing, and there certainly has been activity. The tolerability is something we are carefully evaluating because these drugs certainly can cause side effects, especially when used in combination. So up to now, it's been monitored closely and side effects have been manageable. I think my colleagues, Dr. Borsansi, will be submitting an abstract to the ASCO GI meeting.
And I guess the thing everybody wants to know, particularly if you're going to combine it with chemo, is are you seeing any prolonged, you know, disease control? But is it too early to, or do you have patients out 2-3 years?
I think it's too early to get a handle on the efficacy. We are seeing quite a degree of activity. It's very encouraging. The goal would be we see prolonged responses to what we see in melanoma and other cancers. I think that's much too early. We should get more mature results by the time of ASCO GI.